And joining me now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we have the Braintree Mayor, Charles Kokoros. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I just wanted to basically use this opportunity to tell the residents of Braintree that late last week I was exposed to a positive individual for COVID-19, and I was tested, and I am positive, and I've been working from home, and while I've experienced symptoms and been fighting them off, I'll continue to work from home, but I really want to stress the fact that even though our numbers have diminished down to, you know, under 10 new cases per day, that this virus is not gone, and that everyone is susceptible to it. And it's definitely something that I do not want the people of Braintree to get. And I will tell you firsthand, it is very difficult to have and to fight. And I wanted to take the opportunity to make it public on your particular show today, because we've been talking about COVID for the last couple of months, and I appreciate all of the information that you've let us put out there. So I wanted to tell you first.
Well, we appreciate that, and you know, I think sometimes it's hard for people who are public figures and, you know, hold a position of power to come out and say, here's what happened to me. But I think that gives people that it makes it realistic for people. They know that it can affect anybody, not just somebody who's maybe very elderly or somebody who's not, you know, in good physical health as you are. And I guess you were a little bit surprised to get the positive reading too. And how do you feel? Do you feel, you said you had milder symptoms?
You know, initially it was milder, and, you know, there's a whole number of different things. This virus is just, it's all over the map. You go from feeling okay to feeling really weak and tired. There's a lot of sinus pain, headaches. You know, I probably got to the worst of those, you know, as well as some lung disorder, you know, issues as well. But I will just say that, you know, I've been wearing masks and, you know, really pushing the gloves and keeping people's hands clean and social distancing. And, you know, our motto is coming together by staying apart. And it really has very significant value right now based on the fact that I am COVID. And I will say that we did all the contact tracing. My health department did that, the nurses, and, you know, anyone that was within contact with me was tested, and they tested negative. So we're moving forward from there. But, you know, I will continue to recover. And when I get to the point where I test negative, then I'll go back to town hall. But at this point, you know, I'm going to be working from home and fighting it off. So.
Well, we certainly appreciate you sharing your story with us. Another quick question I wanted to ask you about. I know with the other issues that are going on right now, and you just heard the story from Hanover about peaceful protests supporting Black Lives Matter. I know Braintree does have a Black Lives Matter peaceful march that's scheduled tomorrow for 4 o'clock.
Yeah, there are some folks, I think, that are putting that together. I mean, obviously, I won't be going to anything based on my condition. I am locked down at home. You know, I think people certainly have the right to go out and peacefully protest and voice their opinion. And, you know, the message has to be strong and loud. And, you know, we need to join together at this time as a nation. And it certainly is good to see so many people standing up for George Floyd.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today. And again, that's Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros. We hope you're feeling a little bit better soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.